Jay Street Books and Harper Audio present Dangerous Rhythms, Jazz in the Underworld by TJ English. Read by JD Jackson. A note before we begin. For notes on the text and a list of additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/dangerousrhythms. To all the musicians and jazz club impresarios who kept the music alive during the great pandemic of 2020 through 22. In the primitive world, where people live closer to the earth and much nearer to the stars, every inner and outer act combines to form the single harmony, life. Not just the tribal lore, then, but every movement of life becomes a part of their education. They do not, as many civilized people do, neglect the truth of the physical for the sake of the mind. The earth is right under their feet. The stars are never far away. The strength of the surest dream is the strength of the primitive world. Langston Hughes, The Big C. It's got guts and it don't make you slobber. A Chicago gangster explaining his love for jazz. Intro. There is a reason that Strange Fruit still stands as the seminal jazz song. Written by Abel Meeropol in 1937 and sung so memorably by Billie Holiday 2 years later, it beckons from the great beyond, elliptical and haunting. The song is both a ballad and a primal scream, an aching tone poem that carries with it the deep, heart-wrenching emotionalism of the blues, as well as the lucid, steely observationalism of someone who has been a witness to history. In form and content, it is a brutal diagnosis of the human condition in B-flat minor. That this song speaks for jazz at the core of its being is no accident. It is a circumstance so sacred that any discerning listener of Strange Fruit can hear and feel the alchemy of lyrics, poetry, melody, and soulfulness that, through the artistry of Lady Day, rankled the conscience of America and set a new course for what has become this country's most durable art form. Strange Fruit finds its power in the perverse metaphoric imagery of black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees, blood on the leaves, blood at the root. It is a song about lynching, and it is a song about America. It is generally agreed that jazz as a new musical art form began to take shape in the early years of the 20th century. It is not generally commented upon that jazz in its origins was a response to the horror and reality of lynching in America. But consider this. From 1882 to 1912, in the 30 years leading up to the onset of jazz, there were 2,329 instances of lynching of black people in the United States, according to statistics of the Tuskegee Institute. Many believe this number is low, given that the documentation of lynching was suppressed for generations. During this period, a reign of terror was unleashed upon African Americans. Each act of lynching was designed to have a ripple effect beyond the individual person whose life was taken. The perpetrators meant to send a message to the entire black community. Ritualistic, methodical, perverse in nature, the killings were designed to extinguish both body and soul. They were also designed to traumatize the living by sending...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?